our job as the creator of the solution is to get in the minds of our ideal client and say, what are those fears that are going to come up for them? And how are they going to show up as objections? And my favorite way to think about objections is they are just unanswered questions about, will this work for me?
Welcome to She Leads First, a podcast for female entrepreneurs who are ready to build a brand that will become a revenue-generating machine. Hey guys, I'm Emily Sincotta, a brand and business strategist with years of experience in both marketing and online product development. Each week, myself and my guests are going to share our own experiences and knowledge with you so that you can figure out exactly what about your brand is going to keep people coming back for more. You'll leave this podcast equipped with the confidence to tackle those big goals that are going to scale the impact of your brand and your bank account. It's time for you to embody that CEO energy and start leading first. After all, you're building more than just a business. You are building a movement.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of She Leads First. Today we're talking about one of my favorite ninja marketing hacks to use when you launch your offer, and that is strategic bonuses. Now, you may have had this experience before where you are on the checkout page, or the sales page rather, of a big creator's course, and you're looking at everything that's included, and you're going through the value stack, which is the list of the itemized components that are inside of that course that you are about to get access to. And then you get to this section of bonuses, and you can't believe how many bonuses they have. It's like this laundry list of bonuses that when you add up the value that they're sharing of the itemized value of those bonuses, you're like, holy cow, this almost eclipses the value of the course itself. Like, they have so many bonuses, and maybe you've wondered why. I know that that is definitely a question that I used to have when I would look at these well-established creators and look at their sales page and look at the marketing and think, why are they spending so much time and energy? Because I know that these bonuses are high value. Adding these bonuses to the course, like, what is the value that this is adding? Because we know that everything has a strategy, right? When it comes to marketing, it's amazing how much you can really break down the process and create it strategically. The process being the moment when somebody learns about your program to the moment that they hopefully decide to make a purchase decision. We have a lot of opportunities to sway them off the fence. And when we use bonuses strategically, that is exactly what we get an opportunity to do. And bonuses pack a 1-2 punch. When I say that these are ninja level marketing, I mean it. They are such a cool way to sway people off of the fence and become a yes to join your offer and to hand over the credit card information and hit pay. But it's not inherently obvious when you look at bonuses why they do that. Now, we can assume from a logical perspective that bonuses sweeten the deal. That's pretty easy to understand when you look at it and say, like, oh, well, you get some extra stuff for free. Like, that might sway me off the fence. But that's only one of the three reasons that I want to share with you today about why bonuses are so essential to helping you have a successful launch of your course or your program. Now, notice here I said of course or program. These do hold more weight. And I'm saying something that's very nuanced right now. This is one of those things where you could make an argument for either case and both could be true. But I find that when we're in the online space, these bonuses hold the most weight for swaying people off of the fence and into a conversion when we're talking about some type of group offer. So typically that's going to be online courses, something like membership, something like a group program, versus something that is more high touch, personalized, one-to-one. Don't get me wrong, you can still use bonuses. These theories that I'm about to share with you still apply when we are talking about those higher touch styles of offer. But I find that these have the most sway when we're talking about a group course or program. So even if you don't have a group course or a group program right now, still pay attention, because like I said, these do apply to any type of offer really that we are bringing to market. But again, they have the most weight in my experience and in my work with clients when we're talking about these leveraged group offers. So there are three components that I want you to think about when we are talking about strategic bonuses and why you see these long lists of bonuses when you go to a creator's page and why they're using them, what the strategy is behind them. So there's three things that I want to cover today. Number one is establishing value. So we already started to talk about this a little bit, but it's very simple when you break it down. As humans, we love to get stuff for free. And what's more than that, it's been studied. We see a higher perceived value when we are looking at a package and we know we are paying for one piece of that package and then getting these other items for free included in our purchase. That to us sounds like a better deal and we are more motivated to purchase than if you were to give us the exact same package of item and say, this is all included in this one price. It's all part of the one offer versus splintering off certain elements and saying, oh, no, you're getting these for free. These are included for free as a bonus. What you're paying for is X, Y, and Z. Even if the material in both of those packages are exactly the same, we are more excited. Our brains are more excited when we see, ooh, I'm getting these things for free. We're very simple. We're very simple as humans. We're very easy to please. And so that quite literally is the first reason that we use bonuses. Our brains like to see that we're getting this package. We like to see that there's more items that we're getting than just one thing. We want to feel like we're getting a lot and that we're getting some of it for free. Like that makes us feel good. And so taking your course and taking the core elements and adding a price tag to that and then adding bonuses, maybe even splintering some things off like templates and resources, depends on what your course is and what you have available in it, and crafting those as the bonuses. That can be one way that you can start to increase the perceived value of your course without having to necessarily change a thing besides some things on your sales page. So that's reason number one that I absolutely want you using bonuses when you sell and launch your offer. The second one goes along with that, but it goes into perceived value. So this plays right off of it, but it's a little bit different of reasoning. So I wanted to separate it off, to break it off. This second piece of establishing perceived value goes into when we are looking at the value of the bonuses. So ideally, we want our bonuses to be something that is highly useful to your ideal client. So this is where you don't want to throw in like the kitchen sink and everything extra that you can think of. You want to focus on the bonuses that are really going to move the needle and help your ideal clients move through sticking spots in their life when they're going to implement. What are those things that really move the needle, that really make a difference? A lot of times, spoiler alert, it's going to be templates and resources. Templates, resources, guides, checklists, tutorials, things that help them implement when you're not there to help them. Those are great bonuses. Now, when we see the value of those, when we're looking at those and we're saying like, oh, look at that. I value that highly personally because it helps me move through a sticking point. And I also see potentially that the creator has put an itemized price on what this would cost at market value. And I'm looking at all of the bonuses and I'm looking at all of the value and I'm stacking it up and I'm adding it up. And I'm like, whoa, the value of these bonuses on their own are worth the price of the course or more, that is going to make me and my human brain think, wow, if the bonuses are this good, I can't wait to see what's inside the course. The course must be incredibly valuable if they're willing to give away these bonuses that are such a high value for free. So another way to almost think about this is that you are anchoring the price or the value rather of the course as high simply because the value of the bonuses is so high. And now I want to add a little asterisk here. This only works if your ideal client perceives your bonuses to be high value, like I was just talking about. This doesn't work if you just slap an arbitrary price tag on those bonuses that looks really high just to make the value of them look high. We actually have to be putting things as bonuses that our ideal client sees the utility in, that they look at and they're like, thank God I needed that. I'm so glad this is in there. I would pay this course price just to get these bonuses. Like those are the types of bonuses we have to have, or this doesn't work. Because they actually have to be high value. And so the core of any marketing is that we have a good product at the end of the day. You can use these tactics. You can use them for bad if that's your MO. If you have a junk course and you're like, let's slap some lipstick on this pig and make people want to buy it, but they're going to figure out eventually if the value's not there. So it's always important to have this integrity with our marketing, but I want to emphasize too of like, for this to really work, that integrity has to be there where you are quite literally giving high value bonuses away to your ideal clients for free. So number one and number two are about establishing value and creating that high perceived value. Similar, but a little bit different. The third one, and my favorite, this is hands down my favorite reason to use bonuses. And I remember when I learned it for the first time and I was like, oh my God, it makes so much sense. I told you at the beginning, I used to go to these big course creators' sales pages and I used to comb through them and I used to try to pick out the strategy. Like, this is so much of how I learned marketing, you guys. As a little side note, be a student of your craft. There's so many facets to marketing, just like there's so many facets to everything that we do. And I really believe that just being in your craft is the best way to be the best at what you do. And so when I was first getting started, I would pour through sales pages. I would pour through all this different marketing and I would try to figure out like, what is the deeper strategy with bonuses here? I see there's a reason for it because everyone has it. But in my mind, I kept writing off of like, well, maybe that's just something that you get to do when you're further along and you have more resources available to you. And, you know, this is something to worry about later. But as soon as I learned this third point that I'm about to share with you, I'm like, oh my God, the world needs to know this. Everybody needs to be doing this from day one. It's that powerful and that important. And so the third reason and my favorite to use bonuses is to use them to strategically handle objections. Yeah, this is some really cool stuff we're about to talk about. So using your bonuses, creating bonuses that are specifically meant to handle objections that you anticipate your ideal client will have. Now, after a few launches, you're going to know exactly what the real objections are if you didn't nail them by guessing at the get-go. That's what we do first. But you can get this to a point where you're like, I know that when my ideal client is looking at my offer, they have some feelings that come up about why it won't work for them. And I am going to create bonuses that handle those objections or proactively solve those problems is another way to think about this. So when your ideal client is looking at your offer and they're like, this sounds great. I know I need this. But as humans, whenever we're going through a decision process like this, we have a fear of the unknown. We're trying to protect ourselves from moving forward. So we think of every possible thing that could go wrong. It's just how our brains work. And some people are more like this than others. But really, we start to think of like, oh, but what about this? Oh, but what about this? Oh, does the course have this? Oh, does the program do this? Well, but after I take this program, I'm going to need to know this. Does it cover that? If not, I better not take it. We start to find all of these ways to manifest our fear into a reason why we shouldn't take the program, whether it's true or whether it's not true. But our job as marketers, our job as the creator of the solution is to get in the minds of our ideal client and say, what are those fears that are going to come up for them? And how are they going to show up as objections? And my favorite way to think about objections is they are just unanswered questions about, will this work for me? And we can proactively get ahead of those. We can say, hey, I know my ideal client so well that I know when they go to join this, some of the next steps that they're going to be worried about are X, Y, and Z. How do I create solutions for those next steps now? How do I create solutions to those problems now? So let's think of an example. So let's say I sell an email marketing course, how to do the strategy of your email marketing. And I've got email marketing templates. I've got the sequences all laid out for you. I've got different situations where you're going to need to write different sequences. Like, it is a beautiful course. What might be a potential objection that somebody might have to why this course might not work for them? Well, one thing that I can think of right off the bat is, okay, this sounds great. This sounds like exactly what I need, but I know I just get overwhelmed with the tech. I know that even with an email template, when I go and when I try to set it all up, I just get bogged down with the automations. Like, I hate setting it up. I am not tech savvy. Okay, fair. As the course creator, what type of bonus can I create to help handle that objection before it arises? Well, I could create step-by-step tutorials walking you through how to set everything up in the platform that I recommend you do your email marketing on. And hey, if I want to be a little extra, I might even see if I can get a bonus, a discount from that platform of like, hey, I'm going to be sharing your link with my audience. Can I get them a little bit of a discount? They might even offer these already if you go and you look for affiliate links, a discount for a trial period for your audience if you share the link. See if you can set that up. So I've removed that barrier. I've removed that objection of, well, I just don't know how to set things up. Guess what? I'm going to show you exactly how to do it, and I'm going to help you save money while you do it. Beautiful. You can do this too for your course right now. So what you need to do is take a look at your program, take a look at what you're offering, and ask yourself, when somebody looks at my product, what are the objections they might have about the product itself? And notice I'm honing in on the product or the service, whatever fits your business, because there's always going to be universal objections, which don't matter what we're going to purchase. People are always going to have these same feelings, these same fears of like, what if it doesn't work for me? What, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough time. These things where it quite literally doesn't matter what you're buying. You could put that objection onto any product. Those are universal. We don't need to try to handle those in our bonuses. We can handle those in our overall marketing. Just talking to people about, you know, how we've made this a great investment in their time and in their money and all of the value that they're getting and what it means to invest in yourself. Those are some things that you just work into your overall messaging. But when we're talking about bonuses here and adding content to our program, now I feel like I need to add another little ninja note here. You don't want to overwhelm people with added lessons, added too much lengthy content as bonuses. So for example, I wouldn't give another course or program as a bonus because just from the amount of work that has to be done to consume that, it's too much. People aren't going to do it. They're going to feel overwhelmed. But you can add, let's say, a 60-minute or less training as a bonus if that fits and if that feels the most aligned. So you are often creating something new for your bonuses, but we want them to be so easy to consume. This is why I said in point two that things like templates, guides, and resources are your best friend. People want things that make their life easier. They don't necessarily want to sit on more trainings, but sometimes there is a good reason to put added trainings in, so long as we're not talking about hours and hours and hours of added content. The goal is not for it to be longer. The goal is to use these to handle the objections that you can think of, the big important ones, and help people implement, help people get the results that they want faster. So what objections might people have? So you can sit down, you can list down, well, what are all the reasons somebody might think of to not join this that have to do with my product? What are all of the places where I see that they might get stuck implementing on their own? That's another way to think about this, because that's going to come up as an objection. But what about X, Y, and Z? I can't do this without a template. I can't do this without support. I can't do this without somebody checking my work. And then how can you create solutions right then and there in the form of bonuses to handle those objections? You guys, this is high-level marketing stuff. This is ninja-level marketing, like I like to say. As soon as you learn how to implement this effectively in your business, I guarantee your conversion rates will increase. And then the fun part is we get to use these strategically and highlight them when we launch as well to help get people more motivated to join the program as well during our launch. So not only is it a part of the overall marketing strategy of your offer itself, we also get to then use these bonuses strategically when we launch to create excitement and with some to create urgency as well. So there are so many reasons to be using bonuses in the launching of your offers. If you are not right now, if you don't have them, don't feel bad, but consider this your opportunity to go and add some in. Do the exercise I just shared with you. Think about what might benefit your clients and be a high perceived value. What we're trying to do with these is nudge people off the fence. And that means eliminating as many reasons as they might have to say no. We're going to try to combat those as effectively as we can. Isn't this exciting? Isn't this cool? Isn't this fun? And if you really want to anchor this in for yourself too, if you want to practice, something that you can do is go to a large course creator that you know has bonuses, go to their sales page, go look at their bonuses and see if you can challenge yourself to think of, okay, here's this bonus. What objection might they be handling with this bonus? Because chances are the majority of their bonuses are going to be designed to do exactly that. And see if you can reverse engineer it. See if you can spot it, because that's going to help you even brainstorm ideas for what could work for your clientele, what kind of objections they might have, and what things you can create to help move them off the fence while also making their lives easier as they go to implement whatever it is you are teaching them. So that's your homework. Go check this out. Go implement this into your own business. I promise you are never going to look at bonuses the same. I know that this blew my mind when I first learned about it, and I hope that this episode did the same for you, because marketing gets to be fun. Marketing gets to be exciting. We get to have control over the process to a certain degree, of course, but there's a lot more control than you think when you are just looking at things at face value. So I love when we get to debunk the strategy and go a little bit deeper so you can understand what's working behind the scenes. And the cool thing is, even when you know about marketing strategies, they still work. Even when you know, like, oh, this person has itemized these bonuses to make this look like a high perceived value, it still works. And you're going to start to appreciate it more and more as you go deeper and deeper into this. So as always, if you love this episode, do me a favor, screenshot it, share it to your stories and tag me. Let me know that you are tuning in and what you loved about the episode. Thank you so much for being here with me, and I will see you in the next one.